6 points of light rose quickly into the night sky, then another 6, then dozens more. Arranged in regular, regimented rows, they glowed pink, red and purple against the inky blackness. The crowd gasped in collective awe as the illuminated drones floated silently above the castle ruins like artificial stars, forming shifting constellations. Children pointed upwards in delight. "Look, a dolphin, a walrus, a dinosaur!" Scarborough Lights had begun, the annual festival that would brighten the town through winter's darkest months. The jagged keep of the castle blazed fiery red, an echo of the time it had been put to the torch during the Civil War. St. Mary's Church glowed deepest blue like an undersea grotto, and the boats in the harbour wore strings of lights reflected by the black mirror of the sea. When darkness fell each day at 4 o'clock, these lights would offer a glimmer of hope against the winter ahead. The December wind knifed sharply across the headland from the North Sea, flapping coats and tugging hats, and Detective Constable Jess Barraclough snuggled closer to her companion, Gavin Moorhead. He wrapped his strong arms around her, and for a moment, the cold receded. "All right, Jess?" She nodded. "Yeah, perfect." She was still getting used to his presence at her side, to the feel of his hand in hers. They had met recently through a group planning to tackle Wainwright's coast-to-coast walk, a trek of 190 miles across Britain from St. Bees on the west coast to Robin Hood's Bay in North Yorkshire. A walk like that wasn't an undertaking to be tackled lightly, but it was the kind of challenge Jess craved, and the expedition had taken on even greater appeal thanks to Gavin's participation. He was an experienced hiker, a landscape gardener by profession, and definitely an outdoor person, just like Jess. The couple had gone on a few dates so far, nothing serious yet. Just getting to know each other by taking long rambles together, followed by drinks in a pub to warm up. No talk of the future, just the pleasure of a shared and growing intimacy. It was a pace that Jess could handle after her recent traumatic experiences with boyfriends. She smiled to herself as Gavin turned his gaze to the sky, watching the drones with childlike wonder as they formed into new shapes. A Ferris wheel, a rising sun, bright colours sparkled in his eyes, and she leaned in closer to enjoy his soft warmth. Then, 3 faint pops from the direction of the castle, almost lost beneath the roar of the wind and the murmur of the crowds. Jess stiffened and spun around. The drones were arranging themselves into a new formation, but her attention was no longer on the display overhead. Her eyes swept lower, scanning the crowded headland for the source of the sounds. No one else seemed to have noticed anything. People were filming, laughing, their gaze turned to the heavens. "What is it?" Gavin asked. "Didn't you hear it?"
"I heard something. Was it part of the show? Fireworks, maybe?"
Jess shook her head.
"I think they were gunshots. Silenced."
Her police training kicked in. This was no longer just a Saturday night out. She began to weave her way through the mass of people, her ears straining to catch any more sounds. A scream rang out, sharp, high-pitched. A woman. The crowd wavered, the mood switching in a heartbeat from celebration to fear and apprehension. Some turned towards the sound, some stepped away. Then, a second scream. An uneasy ripple spread out from the castle keep as the crowd parted, scattering in all directions, descending into chaos.
"Jess!"
Gavin reached for her hand, but she slipped away from his grasp, already moving towards the centre of the commotion. She broke into a jog, dodging past festival goers, her evening transformed into something far deadlier than a winter festival of lights.